being called a day of action for 100,000 nurses who are protesting what they see as lack of training and equipment for medical staff to deal with a potential Ebola outbreak in the United States. 18,000 Kaiser Permanente nurses in Northern California are already on strike in the midst of contract negotiations with their employer, a strike Kaiser management sees as irresponsible in the middle of flu season. Listen.
We're concerned about that CNA would call a strike right now as we have been at the bargaining table. They presented over 30 proposals and operational needs of the nursing staff. We have countered those proposals, and we're waiting for CNA to work with us on that.
That's Deborah Raymond, a vice president at Kaiser, speaking to NBC in the Bay Area. But outside of California, there's no contract at stake. So for more on the nurses' demands, we're turning to Karen Higgins. She's an ICU nurse at Boston Medical Center and co-president of National Nurses United. Hi, Karen.
Hello. How are you?
Well, thank you for joining us. Nurses want better training, better protective clothing and equipment at more hospitals throughout the nation, right?
Yes, we do. I think it's been an issue since the beginning that there was a question that Ebola could enter this country, and then we saw that it actually did. And despite being told by everybody across the country that we were prepared, it became very clear, even we were aware as nurses, that we weren't prepared. And I think it then became at least more out there that people recognized the fact that, no, we were not prepared for this.
Now, Ebola is certainly in the news, Karen Higgins, and so are the nurses who risk their own health providing that care to patients. But how much of this is really about Ebola, which is very rare in this country, and how much is about broader gaps in working conditions for nurses?
Well, I think it's, you know, I think this was an eye-opener. I think this was our test to say that, you know, the latest health threat to this country was Ebola. And again, I think it was our test to say, are we ready or are we not? And I think we failed. And it became very clear that for those, especially those of us, and not just nurses, but anybody that would be in contact with a patient that has Ebola or another disease that could be this life-threatening, we were not given the right equipment. It was very, haphazard as far as what was available, what was being used. And we saw two nurses that got infected because of inadequate equipment. So what we're doing is mandating, we want a mandated and we're demanding a mandated state where that we have equipment that everybody is using the same state-of-the-art equipment as far as we should be in hazmat suits, that is not that blood and viruses cannot permeate, that we have a hood on that is actually has flow through airflow going through it, and that there is no skin exposure whatsoever. And I think that not only do we need the equipment, but we need to actually have the education that is ongoing that you will continue to have. And again, this is preparation for if an Ebola patient shows up someplace else, but it's also the preparation that if we ever have another health threat of another disease that's this deadly, that we would be prepared for it and there wouldn't be everybody running trying to find something to use and realizing that what we're using is inadequate and putting patients, people in the community and the country at risk. So it needs to be done. And we've been asking Washington and the Congress to actually put a mandate out there that we do this and that we have a standardized practice of how we treat this disease or any other disease this level.
And you're doing this at a time indeed where Congress is going to be considering more than $5.5 billion, a request from the White House to respond to Ebola, not only in this country at hospitals like the one you work at, but also overseas. But before we let you go, Karen Higgins, you know, we have to address this. Ebola is very rare in this country, but flu isn't. It's very widespread and extremely dangerous. You've been called irresponsible.
I find that that's very interesting because, you know, again, we are the ones that are taking care of people, and it's not irresponsible to be concerned that, yes, the flu is important, and we, you know, highly recommend that people get the flu shot and do hand washing and take other measures to take care of that. But you can't just stop there. I mean, we're responsible for everybody in our community, and we take everything very seriously, even any kind of threat to your health. And it, like you say, Ebola is rare, but what's the next disease that will come across that will be threatening to people? So,
Karen Higgins is an ICU nurse at Boston Medical Center, co-president of National Nurses United, more than 100,000 nurses demanding more equipment, more hospitals prepared for Ebola and other diseases. Karen, thank you.
Thank you.